So Yaakov woke up from his sleep. Vayomer, Achen Yesh Hashem b'Mokom Hazeh. Surely Hashem is in this place. V'Anochi Lo Yedati, and I didn't realize it. The Baal HaTorim points out over here. Vayikat Yaakov Mishnosoi Vayomer. Those four words, the last letters of the words, make up the word Tzibur. Vayikat Tzadik Yaakov Beis Mishnosoi Vav. And he says, from here you see, a person's tefillahs are answered b'tzibur, only b'tzibur. He doesn't explain how you see it in the pasuk that, but it's very simple how you see it. Because it says, he woke up in his dream, that's tzibur. What are the next words? When there's a tzibur, then surely Hashem is in that place. You get answered your tefillahs. But when I'm by myself, then you don't get your tefillahs answered. Here's a fascinating Siporna, Yesoid in life over here, which also will bring us back to the Pasuk we were just dealing with. The Pasuk says, Vayazarecha ka'afara oretz. Yaakov is told the bracha, your children will be like the dust of the earth, and they'll spread out north, south, east, and west. And the Siporna explains it slightly differently, the bracha, than we think of the bracha. He says it means, when Klal Yisrael ka'afara oretz, when everybody's trampling on Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael betachlis hashiflus at rock bottom, that's when the Geula will come. Teshuas hakelo hasidah, the final Geula will only come acharoiv shiflus Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael are at the bottom. What is the pshat in that? Why is it Geula will only come when Klal Yisrael is at rock bottom? And the Klei Yochra explains it, and he says that what holds back the Geula, what holds back is that very often in life we think we can achieve. We can do. We have our own ideas. We've got problems in Eretz Yisrael. Or if only we get a different Congress, a different president, a different prime minister in Israel, then we could work things out. That's not going to help. When does the Geula come? Is when we recognize that we can't do anything. It's only the Rabbeinu Shloim. And that's not just for the final Geula. For all Geula that we need, when we recognize, Ein lono leishon, we have nobody to rely on. Ela Avinu Shev Shemayim Ona Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is what brings Geula. So when Klal Yisrael rock bottom and they realize there's no way out, there's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Geula will come. And that's also in the Pasuk we just learned that said, Chasam Seif explains the Pasuk, Achein Yesh Hashem B'mok Mazeh. When is Hashem there? When is Hashem going to help us out? Va'anoichi lo yadati. And that's in quotation marks, va'anoichi. When va'anoichi lo yadati, when I don't know the anoichi, when I'm not looking at myself as bringing the Geula, when I recognize it's only the Rabbeinu Shloim. The Rabbi Cheskel Levenstein, the Mashgiach in Panovich, once asked, he said that Yosef's brothers didn't recognize him. How is that possible? He was once walking with the Panovich Rav, and the Panovich Rav said, see that man in front of us, walking in front of us? I knew him in Europe 25 years ago. They caught up with the man and they saw it was that person. So if the Panovich Rav could recognize somebody from 25 years earlier from behind, Yosef's brothers could recognize him. What's the pshat? They didn't recognize him. I've met many people. I always bump into every so often. People I knew in England, yeshiva 30 years ago, I bump into them. Some of them it takes a minute or two, and some of them instantly I recognize them. So what's the problem in Yosef's brothers recognizing him? So he explains, when he asked this question, people always answer, and they say, the Rabbeinu Shlom took away the power of recognition. And he says, no, that's not what happened. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the power of recognition. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give them the power of recognition. We think there's certain things we can do on our own. We think, yeah, calculus problem. Yeah, you need Siyat Dishmaya for that. You've got a big business deal. You need Siyat Dishmaya. But to add 2 plus 2, Rabbeinu Shlom, thank you. That I can handle on my own. No such thing. 2 plus 2 you can only add if the Rabbeinu Shlom lets you add it. Ata choyne nodem das for anything. And therefore the Rabbeinu Shlom didn't give them that power of recognition. They didn't recognize the brothers. And that is with us as well. We want Geula. We want our tefillahs. There's things we want from the Rabbeinu Shlom. As long as we think we can do it, the Geula won't come. It's achein yesh Hashem b'mok mazeh. Only v'anoichi lo yedati. When there's no anoichi, when we recognize, it's all the Rabbeinu Shloim. And Rashi says in this pasuk, Achein yesh Hashem b'mokom hazeh, v'anoichi lo yedati. Rashi says, she'im yodati, if I would have known, lo yashanti, I wouldn't have slept, Modern Kodesh Kazeh. I wouldn't have slept in this holy place. He had the most unbelievable nevuah just now. If he wouldn't have slept, he wouldn't have had nevuah. So I asked the Rechaim HaKadosh, how could he say that? If he would have known, he wouldn't have slept here. He would have lost the nevuah. So the Bani Musar explained, very simple. Here you see the chashivas of Derech Eretz, of being a mensch. Yes, he would have lost the whole nevuah. He wouldn't have known all these great things that he just heard about. But still, you give that up for Derech Eretz. It's not menschlich to sleep in a holy place. It would have been kedai not to have that nevuah, not to be over an inyan in Derech Eretz. He wouldn't have slept. The Rechaim HaKadosh explains differently. He says that if I would have known, I wouldn't have slept, meaning that if I would have known beforehand, I could have had achana, I could have prepared myself. And if I would have prepared myself, I wouldn't have had to have the nevuah when I was sleeping. I could have had the nevuah awake. It's only because I wasn't prepared, I had to have that weaker type of nevuah, a nevuah when I was asleep. The Alshech HaKadosh, in a similar vein, he says that how come Yaakov Avinu didn't know it's a Kaddish to a place? Rebbes even know when the place has got a Makom Kaddish. You know, they can smell, they can tell it's a Makom Kaddish. So Yaakov didn't know it's a Makom Kaddish. I didn't realize it in the Makom HaMikdash. He wasn't sensitive to Kedusha. So the Alshech says, without preparation, you cannot have inspiration. You can't have arugoshes and feelings for Kedusha. He wasn't prepared. You don't prepare yourself, yes. Even Yaakov Avinu is not going to know without a chana, without preparation. Yaakov meets up with the shepherds. And the psukim over here are Mamash Apella. Try and imagine, once happened to me, that I was driving home from Newark Airport, pre-GPS days, and I got lost in Newark. And I landed up in these streets, which were closed up factories, and there were these groups of youths, I won't describe them, how they looked exactly, hanging around. And I was just lost driving this direction, that direction. I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what to do. And finally, I had to ask somebody directions. So I saw there was a rather large person, but he was with a girl with him. I felt with a girl with him, it's going to be maybe a little calmer. I don't want to worry so much. And I went to ask him directions. Went to ask him directions, you know, you open your window, a little crack, you have your foot, one pedal on the brake and one on the one foot on the accelerator, and you're ready to move off just in case.
Just in case what?
Just in case what? I'll explain to you afterwards.
Whatever. You understand when you get older.
So, and I have to admit to you, I was pretty afraid at that time. Yaakov Avinu comes to a place of these shepherds. Shepherds in those days were known as the murderers, the robbers in the world. They weren't the most pleasant people, the shepherds. And Yaakov goes to them and says, excuse me, it's not time to gather in the cattle. What is he? He's risking his life. Imagine that when I was asking for directions, I would have seen a work crew. What are the chances of me parking my car next to the work crew, and I see they're drinking beer, and I would say to them, excuse me, that's my tax dollars. Get back to work. What are you doing over here? Oh, by the way, can you give me directions? There's not much chance I would do that. And here Yaakov Avinu wants directions to Lavan's house, and what does he do? He starts giving them Musa. Very dangerous. What's pshat in it? So we'll give you three different pshatim. Says it's a poor unbelievable pshat. He says that when a person is sensitive to Kedusha, Torah, Ruchnius, any evil he sees bothers him. But let's add to that. Yaakov Avinu was going to Lavan's house. Lavan, he knew, was a Ramai, a crook. He had to prepare himself. 14 years in Yeshiva's Shem Ve'eva. What do you think he learned there? Chances are he learned there the halachas of Mominus, Choshen Mishpat. He wanted to make sure everything he does is ethically correct. He learns it for 14 years. He comes out, and the first thing he sees is people doing things which aren't correct. They're stealing. It's not time to gather in the cattle. You have no right to do that. It bothers him so much, he cannot hold back from saying it. So he gives them this musa. He just he cannot hold back from saying it to them. Hatzalik yimos es ha'ovel, says the soprano. Hatzalik is bothered so much by seeing something wrong. Gamken al nochem even goyim. And therefore he says it to them. Another pshat, the Ponovish Rav said, and it was very apt that the Ponovish Rav said this. is because he was one of the most beloved people in the world. He was the greatest collector of all time because everybody loved the Panvizharov. He had such warmth. And he said pshat over here that, you're right, no, it's not easy to give people Musa. But that depends how you do it. If they love you, you can give them Musa. And when Yaakov meets them, what's the first words he says to them? Yaakov says to them, Achai, my brothers. And he didn't just say it. They felt warmth from him. They felt he was a brother to them. And when you're pals, you're friends with somebody, then you're able to give them Musa. He felt he was able to give them Musa. It's another mahalach. The third mahalach, I think, is very nice of people pshat. On a Musa dikavat, pshat. What happened the day before? The day before, the sun set early. So the sun set early. In other words, normally, let's say, the sun set at 7 o'clock. And the day before, it set a few hours early. It's at 3 o'clock. So Yaakov comes along and sees they're gathering the cattle. So he understands why they're gathering the cattle. Because yesterday, at this time, the day was over. So Yaakov says to them, Oid hayom gadol, today, it's a regular day. There's going to be a long day left. Yeah, that was yesterday. You think you have to gather cattle, you don't want to be caught out in the night. That was yesterday there was a problem. The sun set early. Today it's not going to set early. Today is a regular day. There's a fascinating Sav Sofer. And he explains, Rashi brings, that Rachel complains to Yaakov and says, give me children, I don't have any children. Yaakov says back, Hasachas alekim anoichi. Am I in the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Asher mona mimech privatin, who held back you from having children? Listen to this Rashi. It blows your mind, the Rashi. Kos of Rashi. Mimchol mona. He held back from you. Mimech mona, v'loi mimeni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held back from you having children. Didn't hold back from me. Abba, loyal, you're telling me I should daven like my father daven with children. My father, he didn't have children himself. He had what to daven for. Ani, Baruch Hashem, yesh li bonim. I have children. It's your problem, Rachel. Forget about it. You know, my father, you're telling me I should daven like him. He didn't have children, so he davened. I'm okay. Don't worry about it. So that's you deal with it. That's how you talk. Says Ramban, v'chi ein derech tzadikim l'spaul avu achirim. Don't tzaddikim daven for other people? And he's kach oinin sameikois. That's how you talk to people in pain? How could Yaakov talk like that to his wife? Sounds really strange. The Ksav Seif explains it beautifully. It's not fair at all. He says, we see Yitzchak davened. Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem l'noichach ishtoi. What does it mean he davened l'noichach ishtoi opposite his wife? He says, we have a chazal. Kol hamispal bal chaveroi. If somebody davens for his friend, he needs it. He gets answered first. What's pshat? Why do you get answered first when you daven for your friend? Pshat is, you need the same thing he needs. And you push away your personal needs. You don't daven for your needs. You say, I'm willing to give up my own needs. You daven only for your friend, not for yourself. That's hunena tchila. You're moisa nefesh like that, you get answered first. Vayetar Yitzchak l'Hashem. Yitzchak davened. He didn't have children, but he accepted it. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want me to have children. I won't have children. The Ribbono Shel Olam is punishing me. I won't have. But he saw his wife's in pain. L'noichach ishtoi. He davened only for his wife, not for himself at all. Samispal bad chaveroi. He gave up his own feelings. They wanted children and didn't daven for himself. He only davened for somebody else. Who nena tchili got answered his tefillahs. Says Yaakov to Rachel, you want me to daven like my father davened? My father had a special trick. You know why my father got answered? Because he didn't have children. And he didn't care about himself. He just cared about his wife. So because of that, he got answered. I can't do that trick. I have children already. So I can't be moist and nefesh and daven for you and forget about myself. I already have. So my tefillahs are worthless. There's no point in me davening for you. I don't have that special koyach that my father had. And therefore, you can't ask me to daven for you, because I'm not able to daven. I don't have those special koyaches. There's Sefer's Naim L'Torah from Zalman Soroskin. And he writes over here, on the Pasuk, Lavan is complaining that Yaakov ran away from him. V'atiknoi voisi, v'lo yigadatali, why don't you tell me you're going away? Like, you tricked me, you didn't tell me. I would have sent you away besimcha, besupim. I would have made a band for you, a party I would have made. So he explained, the pasuk before already says, v'atignoiv es levavi, you stole my heart. What does it mean over here, v'atignoiv oisi? So he said, and maybe you've met some people, there are people in the world who have one purpose in life, and that's to party. And he says, that was probably how Lavan lived his life. He wanted just to party. And so he says, v'atignoiv, the first part, v'atignoiv levavi. Now he says, v'atignoiv oisi. You stole me. My whole mahus, my whole being, my whole neshama is to party. I had an opportunity to have a party over here. I could have made a party to say a goodbye party. So by not letting me make a party, by v'atignoiv oisi, you're ruining my whole life. But the next pasuk, what he says, was mamish amazing to me. Because in most yeshivas, there's a minhag when somebody leaves, that they make for them a Sudas Preda. When I left Gateshead, they made for me a Sudas Preda. When I left Mir, they made a Sudas Preda. It's for a minhag in yeshivas. And he writes over here, Rabbi Zalman Sarah asked him, Bashalecha besimcha, I would send you away besimcha. Minhag muzar, there's a strange minhag in the world, bizmana achrei. Adam choshev ayotz min ha'ir, and since then it's changed from Adam choshev to any person who leaves the yeshiva, or thrown out of yeshiva. Adam choshev ayotz min ha'ir, when a person leaves a city, Urchim loy, they make from him base nun kuf tes. You know what that is? Banquet. They make from a banquet. Oichlim v'shoisim sosim v'smeichim umarbim l'sap, and they say all praise about him. V'chepasti b'mikra, I searched through all of Tanakh. V'loy matzosi smachlim in exer, I never saw any support for this. Rak b'divrei lovan. Lovan over here tells Yaakov, I would have made you a goodbye party. I would have made you a sudas breda. B'soy v'chino, there would be music there. Aval anon mi lovan lekim nigma. Do we learn from lovan? He says the svari is a tzaddik leaves the city. Upon a hoida, upon a ziva, upon a adora. You should be ba'atzvas. You should be depressed the tzaddik's leaving. You don't make parties. And he says, reprat, ra'alai maisa. It's bad to me that they go and say they'll be shvachai. They say this praise of stuff loy hoyav loy nivra. Stuff which isn't even true about him. And he says, that's nice for Lovan to do. And he says, even Lovan, who says he would have done it. He says, had you told me, I would have made a party. Maybe when he saw the price of the caterer, even Lovan wouldn't have done it. He says, I would have made one. So he says, he doesn't believe in this minhag at all. Shabbos.